One of the biggest, in a lot of ways, losers in 2018 was Stacey Abrams. She wanted to be governor of Georgia. She was endorsed by big celebrities, including the Oprah. Money poured into her campaign. She was supposed to win, but she lost. And then she played the victim card. She went around complaining the only reason she lost was due to voter suppression. Well, Stacey Abrams, the loser, now raising her hand. She wants to be Biden's running mate, so she'll say anything to get old Joe to glance her way. She's telling the world that Biden's charming gregariousness is not fake, because he genuinely loves people. Another woman raising her hand is Pocahontas. Senator Elizabeth Warren went on a little-watched cable show to announce that she wants to be Joe's number one gal. She says that she and old Joe both want the same things for America, which is a laugh because she slammed Biden about everything before she dropped out. Other babes, other women raising their hands include Governor Gretchen Whitmer, whose over-the-top lockdown of Michigan's meant to show what an iron fist she has. Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar also out there waving to Joe, hoping to be noticed. Maybe for the first time in his life, Joe Biden is a true ladies' man. The only question is, will he remember any of their names by the time he has to choose one of them?